Hello and welcome back to Radio Lammermuir. In the second part of our Tantallon podcast, composer Bill Sweeney is joined by some of the team who bring this spectacular performance to life. Conductor Gary Walker, actor Crawford Logan, and Red Note co-directors Robert Irvin and John Harris. Bill, if I can start with you, what attracted you to this project and what challenges, if any, have there been in making it happen?
Well, there's always the attraction of working and being paid for working, which is very important. People shouldn't denounce its importance or make fun of it. But what's good about this is, in fact, working with the team at Red Note. So the chance to work with people who you know will respond to what you do in some expected and some unexpected ways, but in really creative and productive ways. That's the main attraction, is actually being able to be in the middle of a team like that.
Bill, can you tell us what the audience can expect from the performance?
The audience will be brought into this huge space in front of an enormous, slightly battered about stone wall of the castle, and sounds will start to come at them from various places, and then some lights will start and they'll find that the castle itself is talking to them, and it takes it from there and takes some scenes from history of the castle and from around it and retells them and brings the audience into that whole history, not just of the, you know, the great people around that, but also of the ordinary people that worked in the fields, the people that built the castle and worked in it, and so on. So Angus McNicol has written this script which actually takes in all of these things and moves them about, and I've tried to give a rhythm to it, in a sense. That question of giving rhythm to it is where the people from Red Note are involved in adding the kind of colours and the physicality of the instruments, underpinning what Crawford does. Crawford here is, of course, the castle speaking to the audience. Yes.
I've never been the voice of a castle before. I've been the voice of a radiator before and various other things, but I've never been the voice of a castle before. And I believe that they may also wish, some told, they may wish to project me in some way onto the wall of the castle, which is a little bit scary and may frighten the children, possibly.
Gary, Tantallon Castle is steeped in history and was home to one of the most powerful baronial families in Scotland. Are musicians able to convey its history through performance?
Well, it's quite easy in some ways, because the people who owned the castle were described once as parasitic thieves, so it's just like working with musicians. But the music is highly evocative. It's perfect for this scenario because there's quite a lot of use of drums, and it's very clever use of clarinets and sometimes soprano saxophone, and sort of open fourths and fifths, which are the intervals of medieval music, you could say. There's a sort of feel this parallel intervals, and also there's times where it sounds slightly, the clarinets, use of clarinets sounds slightly bagpipe-esque, mm-hmm. And you have a sort of pibroch influence as well, which the classical music of pipe music, but the use of drums, field drums, pipe drums, all these sort of things have a very sort of evocative Scottish feel to them, which, and also a militaristic feel to it. There's quite a lot of music is quite militaristic, of course, for a castle. That's a very important element to it. A lot of the music has a real atmosphere, magical atmosphere. Some of the softer music, a dreamlike quality to it, which is very beautifully written, very beautifully controlled. And in a space outdoors with a bit of reverberation and a bit of mist, sea har coming off the firth, I think actually could be really quite magical.
In your opinion, Robert, does this concert fit into what is in essence a classical music festival?
Well, it's very interesting, the inclusion of this event in what is primarily a kind of a traditional classical music festival, and it shows, you know, that things are really opening up for this festival. The music, you know, we call it contemporary music, but I don't think anyone is really will be aware that it's contemporary music as such. It is very characterful all the time and colourful, and of course, it's combined with all the other elements of the arts.
Nobody's ever written a piece of music about Tantallon before, and this is our chance to display Tantalan music and song and image as well. It's fantastic to be able to write new music for that kind of thing and to create an entirely new thing from nothing, just the invitation of the festival. So that's why there's a new piece of music in a classical music festival.
Can I put away a contribution? With classical music, I think we have to remember that it's a living, breathing, ongoing project, that it continues to develop. Contemporary music is not, should in no way be stigmatised. The festival is very much based in its environ in East Lothian. And of course, Tantalan is perhaps the most iconic though in East Lothian, and this piece fits in beautifully with that environment. And I think, you know, people like James Waters and Hugh McDonald, who run the festival, have always had an interest in contemporary music in the past, and to me a piece like this is just a wonderful thing to add to the diversity of the festival.
If you would like to hear tales of intrigue, battle and witchcraft come to life, Tantalan, These Lands, This Wall takes place on Monday the 17th of September at Tantalan Castle in North Berwick at 8:30 p.m.